Well, good morning, good morning, good morning. It's your fairy curly redhead, Mama D, with a new episode of Ripples of Healing. Oh my gosh. Like I said, I'm always excited to be in you guys' presence, to be in your listening view of my podcast. I mean, it is such a blessing from God that I got this podcast because I have been asking God, how could I go about sharing my life's testimony and being able to reach masses of people that need hope, that have grown up like me and wonder why things are the way they are in their life, or wonder where could I get my healing from, or how could I start a process of healing. And just like head on the things in your life that you know that are not right. So this is prayers answered. This wonderful podcast is prayers answered by the Lord, and what he's doing in my life and what he continues to do in my life is to show me his loving kindness and his mercy and his great, unfailing, unconditional love to me. Yes. So that keeps me excited and it gives me hope, because I know that no matter what, he loves me. It says in his word, Romans 8, verses 37 and 39, that nothing in the air, in the sea, above, or below, anywhere can separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. And once we become saved, once we make the declaration of believing in our hearts, confessing with our mouths that Jesus is Lord, and we surrender our will to his and our hearts to his and our life to his, we are saved. And because we are saved, we are called to be his own. We are reconciled back into the family of God, and we get to be co-heirs in the kingdom of God, and all of his riches and all of his love and all of his guidance and all of, like, the list is so massive. It says ears haven't heard, eyes haven't seen, no mouth has spoken what God has for us. And believe, he has plans for us, because it says in his word as well, Jeremiah 29:11, but I know the plans that I have for you. That's what God says about us. The plans to prosper us. The plans to give us a hope. The plans to give us a future and to bring our life to a pleasant end. This is the love of a father to his children. Just like we want to do for our children, God does that a million times, times a million times, times a million times over. Because his power and his might and his vastness is unlimited. We are limited to what we can do and what we can't do. Even the richest person in the world is limited when it comes to their finances. But God is unlimited. Okay? He is unlimited. And it says that he will bless us according to his riches and glory. And since we can't count the riches and glory, then we don't know how vast that is. But God does. And that's what he wants to give us. So thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Amen. Well, as usual, we're going to open up in a prayer, and then we're going to get right to the subject. The subject today is called Handbook, Living in Our Grandmother's and Great-Grandmother's Prayers Over Our Lives. So, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, as we come humbly and boldly to that throne of grace, Lord God, we thank you for your loving kindness. We thank you for your tender mercy. We thank you for your grace that sustains our life, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for the breath in our lungs. We thank you, Lord God, for waking up us in our right mind, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that You did not see it, Robbie, to fit to wake us up this morning, Lord God, to protect us during the night as we slept helpless in our beds, Father, not allowing the enemy to take our lives from us, Father. Father, we thank you for blessing us. We thank you for keeping us. Lord, we thank you for keeping our families, Lord God, blessing our neighborhoods, our communities, Lord God, blessing our church families, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. No, Lord, we may not all be in a good place. It may be a season of drought in some people. It may be a season of mourning, maybe a season of grief, a season of loss, Lord God. But Father, you said as long as you sit on the throne and your son, Jesus Christ, sits on the right-hand side of you interceding for us, it says in your word, if you are for us, who can be against us? No one, Lord God, no one. So we thank you for your many promises, Lord God. It is in your word concerning us, for every promise in that Bible concerning us, Lord God, is yes and amen. So, Father, we thank you for that wonderful, wonderful assurance that you are with us in times of trouble and you are with us in good times and bad times. Father, it is in Jesus' name that we lay all it down to you. Open up our eyes, open up our ears, open up our spirits to hear what you would have us to hear, to impart into us what you have what you would say to us today, Lord God, from this podcast. Father, I pray for salvation, deliverance, Lord God, redemption and reconciliation and restoration to all of us that are looking to be healed. So heal us, Lord. Heal your land. Heal your people, Lord God. You heal because you love us. So, Lord, heal us in Jesus' mighty name. Amen, amen, and amen. But ladies and gentlemen, handbook. Has anybody ever heard that? You know, when you were a kid, or you said it to, your mother said it to you, or you heard your grandmother say, you know, you kids don't come with no handbooks. You know, you do the best you can, you know, on raising them. And then, although that was a statement, you know how parents and grandparents make statements about handbooks and coming with this and coming with that. Well, although those statements were said, they weren't true. Because the Bible says that in the book of Proverbs, verse 22, chapter 22, verse 6, train up a child in the way that they should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Now, I know that this statement stands true in my life. I was forced to go, okay, to church when I was a kid, to Sunday school with my cousins at the time, and my sibling, my sister, my younger sister. We were forced to go to Sunday school, and we stayed a lot, you know, in the church until we were young teenagers, I would say. Not teenagers, but somewhere like 11 or 12 years old. That was the last time I had went until I became an adult. But being trained up in the church, being trained up in the Word of God, and going to Sunday school and learning about God did a lot for me. When I became my mother decided to send me and my sister to Catholic school, and because we had already knew about God, it kind of incorporated what we had already knew about God also. And so when I got older and I decided that I had enough religion from both of these from growing up, I departed from the church. And because I departed from the church and everything that happened during that time, as I got older, I realized I needed God, and I needed to find my way to get back to him, because my life was a mess and it was a wreck, you know. And, you know, bringing up a child into the Word of God and studying and it, reading the Bible and saying prayers, all wonderful things. But if we haven't had that or have that experience, you know, in our lives, this is the time to change it. Not just for us, but for our children. Not just for our children, but for our grandchildren, those of us that have grandchildren, you want to teach them to pray. You want to teach them to be able to call on the name of Jesus in any time, you know, and ask and be able to pray and bless their food and ask God to watch over them and watch over their parents. And this is a wonderful thing to teach a child, because it gives the child morals and values to live by as well. You know, it helps lay down a foundation for them. You know, I mean, let's face it, we all want our children to be good, honest, kind people with integrity and honor. Such a man or woman is blessed, is a blessing to this cold, dark, heartless world that we live in. So I don't know about you, but I had a great grandmother on my father's side of the family, and she prayed for me daily, and she taught me how to pray, and she read the Bible to me and sent me and my cousins to Sunday school. Like I said, you know, there's a lot of things that we're taught and listen to, and because of that, we've learned respect for others. We learn respect for people, you know. And so, at least that was for me. So, becoming an adult, you know, learned how to respect authority. And the Bible also states in Proverbs 13:24, he who spares the rod hates his son or daughter, but he who loves him disciplines him promptly. So my grandmother was one of those people that when we got a little bit rambunctious and got out of hand, okay, she wouldn't beat us, but she would make us sit down and she would read the word of God to us and let us know what God said about the way we were acting. And it changed us. We changed right away, you know. It's a wonderful thing to correct our children, because we want to be able to discipline them in love, because that's what God does for us. He disciplines us in love. You know, so many of my generation have heard the scriptures of the Bible, but how many of us know how true they are? You know, children don't come with handbooks on how and what and why and, you know, giving them values. And I mean, they don't come with handbooks. So you're going to have situations where you're going to run into problems, and who do you call on? Do you go to the neighbor? Do you call up your friends? Do you call up your other siblings? And how good is that advice going to be? You know, do you really know? Is it something? Because I've heard people say a lot of times when people call them up, I've done it before. Call them up, they say beat his behind or beat her behind, and that is not the answer to everything. It is not the answer to all things when it comes to our children acting out. There are reasons why our children act out. There are reasons why we were acting out as children. You know, we become a product of our environment, of brokenness, of abuse in our environment, and violence in our environment. We also become the casualties of that environment. So what we do and what we know how to do when it comes to raising our children is what we learn. And so a lot of times we have to unlearn those things that are detrimental to us and our children. You didn't like when somebody beat you every time you did something wrong. So what makes you think that your children are going to like when you beat them? What makes you think that your children... Because conversations happen when you ask questions. Why? Or what did you think? You know, pick the child's brain. You know, because I never had that. My mom just was straight to the point, because that's what her father was to her. He beat and ask questions later. Well, he beat, got drunk, and didn't give a daggone after that. You know, the Bible tells us that we could have greater joy in our lives and peace in all the circumstances in our lives, because the Bible is sort of like an instruction manual to us. For those that know And those that don't know, I am telling you, it's like an instruction manual on how to live a good life and how to be present and know that the peace of God surpasses all your understanding in your times of need. So let you know that there are seasons of your life that you're going to go through the ups and downs, the good and the bad. But know that God is there every time. Through the storms of our life, God is the storm chaser. It says that in the Word of God, that God knows how many stars in the sky by number, and He has a name for each and every one of them. It says in the Word of God that He knows how many hairs are on our head. He has the numbers to how many hairs are on our head. It says in the Word of God that He knows how many grains of sand is on each and every beach that He created. Could you imagine that kind of knowledge being so vast? You know, this Holy Bible is an instruction manual. It says in the book of the 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17, all scriptures is given by inspiration of God. Yes, and it is profitable. You hear what I say, profitable? Profitable for doctrine, for report, for correction, for instructions in righteousness, that the man and woman of God may be complete and thoroughly equipped in every good work. Amen. Amen. That is just straight and to the point. Exactly what the Word says. It said it, the Word of God in every Bible is inspired by God, that the man and woman of God will be equipped for profit, correction, and doctrine. So when things come up in our life, it says, David says, and David was a man after God's own heart in the Bible. He says, I hide your word in my heart that I may not sin against you. But he hid his word in his heart that when he did sin against him, he came right to his knees to the throne of God and said, God, I'm sorry. God, forgive me. I know I wasn't right. I know that I was wrong. And the God that we serve is so loving and so merciful. It didn't matter what it was. He still forgave. I mean, David was a man after God's own heart. That's what it said in the Word of God. That's what it says in his Bible. And David went from being a shepherd boy to being a king because God ordained him to be the king of Israel. But David was a person. He was still a man. And because he was still human and still a man, he messed up quite a few times. I mean, David had affairs. David had, he had murdered his one of the women that he wanted. He married, he murdered her husband just so he could keep her. And then he got her pregnant. See, but God is not a God of messiness. God is a God of order. But still, David went to the throne of God on his knees, begging God for forgiveness and asking God to not only to forgive him, but to correct him. It says in Psalm 139, he said to God at the end of the psalm, he says, search my heart, O God, and know my anxious thoughts. And if there is any way in me that does not please you, he asks that you get rid of it and lead him into his everlasting way. And that's what God wants for us. It's not about a handbook. It's not about it's not about what our fathers or our mothers did. It's about an instruction. It gives us freedom. It gives us freedom because it says, from whom the Son sets free is free indeed. We are free in God because He loves us. We are freed in God because He wants the best for us. And that is the reason why we have the instructions in righteousness. I mean, let's be real. A lot of us didn't grow up in good homes. And we didn't come from good seed. But our God, our Father, knows this about us. And therefore, He gives us a handbook, a Bible, on how to live our lives in righteousness that is pleasing to Him. In this Bible, it says, if a wicked man gives his children good gifts, then how much more will God the Father in heaven give his children? Could you imagine? Could you imagine? Yes, yes. I mean, let me read that again. It says, if a wicked man gives his children good gifts, how much more will the God, the Father, God our Father in heaven give his children? The Word of God says that our Father will supply all of our needs according to his riches and glory, not ours. And since we can't count the numerous amount of God's riches, that means that he is unlimited. See, we have limits on our monies, our credit cards, our bank accounts, our expense accounts, but God has no limit. His card is greater than the black card, the blue card, the gold card, the platinum card, whatever kind of card. He created the heavens and the earth and all that is in it, above it, and below it. This is the God that we serve. He didn't just create the earth. He created the universe. So that means that all the planets and all the galaxies and all the galaxies and all the stars and all the moons, everything. He created it. He created it. So for all of us to have children, or plan to have children, or have grandchildren, the best gift that we can give our seed is the book of instruction and correction, and equip them so that they can live a life worthy of living. The Bible is what we give them. Look, we go around the world buying books about self-help, and how to do, you know, the DIY and how to do things, and you know, to so we can live these better lives externally. But how about we give our children a book that they can ingest internally, so they can live a better life externally? Because once the Word of God gets into you, it starts transforming you from the inside out, to give you a loving heart, to give you a kind heart, to give you a patient heart, to make you that person, to give you something better, to make you better for this world. So that love and that hope and that light that is in you become infectious, and you can infect somebody else with it. It is the will of God that no man leaves this earth without knowing his goodness, without knowing his Son Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Let us give that to our children. Let us stop the brokenness. Let us stop the anger. Let us stop the violence. Let us stop the incest and everything else that goes along with it. The drug addiction, the alcohol addiction. Let's just stop all the malice and the envy and the jealousy. Let's stop all that. Let's say, God, the buck stops here with me. I want to give my children the inheritance that you have given me. You have given me the inheritance of the kingdom of God. I want my children to have that same inheritance. And then I want my children's children to have that same inheritance. God's not going to just bless you. He's going to bless everybody in your household. That's what it says in his word. It says all people in your household. That means everybody's connected to you. Even if your children don't live with you, he's still going to bless them in their household. And he's going to bless your children's children and your children's children to 1,000 generations to come if you just stop and surrender your life to him. It says if you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth that God has raised Jesus from the dead, then you too shall be saved. Amen. It is that simple. And then once we confess it, and once we believe in our hearts that this is to be true, then God starts the work in our lives. It says, with love and kindness do I woo you to me. So God is wooing us, even when we're not knowing what is going on in our lives. Even when things are going crazy, he's still wooing us. Even when we don't know him, he's still wooing us because he knows us, because he created us. And he created us for such a time as this, and such a purpose as this. It says, he created all things through him, for him. And that's who we are. We are the creation of God. We are his masterpiece. We are the apples of his eye. He loves us. So why do we want to continue to go through this life and not experience the great love of God? I know I don't. And I'm glad that God has given me another chance to experience in Him. So as we go around yearning in our lives and filling them with all kinds of things, you know, that don't mean anything, that it can be taken away from us in the twinkling of an eye, in a moment. We can lose our houses, and we can lose our home, our children, and we can lose our cars, and we can lose our jobs. And you hear how I said we can lose all these things, but we can't lose God. And God don't want to lose us, because He can't unlove us. He created us out of love for loving us. So as we try to fill our lives with different things, thinking that that is going to satisfy us, God says no. He created us with a yearning that only He can fill. Only He can fill. So no matter how many times we rack our brains, how many people that we go and have conversations with, if we're not having conversations with the Master, if we're not having conversations with the Father, because He has the handbook to our lives, so we can live our lives in obedience, we can live our lives in love, we can live our lives in peace. I'm not telling you that once you come to know Jesus Christ, that everything's going to fall into place. You're going to have pink balloons and unicorns and ponytails and popcorn and candy. I'm not telling you that. I'm telling you that the God that loves you, who created you, said no matter what goes on in your life, He will not leave you. He will not forsake you. And that is His promise to us. No matter what we go on in our lives, no matter what happens in our lives, He will not leave us and not forsake us. People leave. Marriages leave. Children leave. Friends leave. God never leaves. That is His promise to us. So as long as we are on this earth and we draw our last breath, God is going to be with us. But here's the wonderful thing after that, that even though we leave these bodies behind, we get to be absent in the body and present with the Lord. See, that is the wonderful thing about God, that His love is everlasting to us. So that means it never ends. So it, as our lives end on earth, it begins again in heaven. And that love continues. And that love is greater than we could ever imagine it would be. I don't know about anybody else, but that's what the goal is. Sign me up. I'm so glad that I said yes to Jesus. I'm so glad that I said yes to Jesus. And I will follow Him all the days of my life. And I will praise and worship His name, because He's worthy. For all the things that He has brought me through, God is so worthy of my loyalty, if you want to say it. He's so worthy of my loyalty. And even when I don't get it right, He still forgives me, because He's still worthy of my loyalty. But more than anything, He's loyal to me. It says He is faithful to me, even when I'm not faithful. He loved me even when I didn't love me and didn't know how. When nobody else did, He loved me. How great is that? That's what you want to give to your children. This is the inheritance that we want to give to our children and our children's children and their children. And this is the inheritance that we want to have. The inheritance of love, peace, and joy. The inheritance of the kingdom of God and all His riches and glory. Call on His name. Surrender your heart. Surrender your life today. And let God change it from the inside out. This is the wonderful prayers of my great-grandmother that I still live in today, 50 plus years later. I thank God for a praying grandmother. And I pray for my children as well. And I'm hoping that one day when their children get older, they said, I thank God for a praying grandmother. Okay? That's exactly what you want them to do. Thank God for a praying mother. Thank God for a praying grandmother. Because there were some times that I thought I was going to, yes, brought to a place where I thought I was going to lose my life many a times, being out in the streets, doing things that I wasn't supposed to be doing, you know, being defiant, being rebellious, you know, being nasty, being violent, being full of rage, you know, full of shame, full of guilt, all the things that God did took away from me because he didn't want me to have it. How can I live my life whole if I'm living my life in pieces? So thank God that he put the pieces back together like a potter that sits and I'm the clay and he continues to mold my life each and every day. Thank you, Father, for molding my life, for loving me, for giving me a handbook that I can look to, that I can pray and read your word and believe and trust that every word is to be true. Amen. So ladies and gentlemen, I thank you for today. I thank you for the time that you spent with me. Don't forget to tune in every other Monday with your girl, Curly Redhead, Mama D, and my latest episodes of Ripples of Healing, a journey of healing for all of us, mind, body, and spirit. Amen. Have a great day. God bless.